Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verse Number 45, Svatma Vruttam Mayatante Sugupta Abhivarnitam Vyapetam Loka Sastrabhyam Bhavani Bhagavat Para. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I will describe it to you without hesitation, the history of my self-realization. Repeat. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. Purport. A person who is actually a devotee of Krishna does not care about so-called public opinion and Vedic or philosophical literatures. Prahlad Maharaj, who is such a devotee, always defied the false instructions of his father and the so-called teachers who are appointed teaching. Instead, he simply followed the instructions of Narada Muni, his guru, and thus he always remained a stalwart devotee. This is the nature of an intelligent devotee. The Srimad Bhagavatam instructs, Yajnaya Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Sumedasa. One who is actually very intelligent must join the Krishna consciousness movement, realizing his own self as an eternal servant of Krishna, and thus practice constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantakam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sagar Raghunadhani Santam Sadeva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagar Lalita Sri Visakarnita Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhenabandho Jagatpate Gopeshi Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneswari Vrindavani Sute Devi Pranamaneri Vancha Kalpataru Besha Krupa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patita Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namanam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram So here, two great souls are meeting. Both of them are very spiritually advanced people. Not only spiritually advanced, and they are Siddha. That means they have fallen in love. They have attained the love of God. Prema Pumar the Mahan. The prime business of human life, which will solve all the problems. People admit there are many problems. But what will solve these problems? Suppose people are fighting among themselves. People are fighting. Telangana, Andhra, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu. India, Pakistan, going on. Who is said, chant Hare Krishna? How is that? if they are fighting for so many injustice, reasons of injustice, they are fighting because of their self-interest. This belongs to us, this belongs to us. People are fighting. We say, chant Hare Krishna. And people may wonder, the lawyers may wonder, the lawmakers may wonder, how is chanting Hare Krishna will solve the problem? But it is said, this is what is written. Practice constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Very intelligent person according to scriptures. It is quoted here. Bhagavatam, 11th canto, the Navayogendras, the Navayogendra Munis, they are revealing to King Nabha that they visited the assembly of King Nabha, and then they are saying, Yajnayar Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Sumedasa. Anyone who is very thoughtful, anyone who is very intelligent and want to make real solution to the problems of the world according to scriptures, that means it's God's opinion. Is it not foolish to disbelieve God's opinion and you think you are more intelligent than God, and so you are speculations and concoctions how to solve the problems of the world? Already the solutions are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Already the answers are given in Bhagavatam. And people don't want to read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and they want to be successful people in life. So, this world is conducted according to Krishna's arrangement. This world is not going on because you made some laws, or Mr. Trump, he made some laws, or Mr. Modi made some laws. It doesn't make any difference. You go on making your laws. But this world will go on according to the direction of Lord Krishna. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Maya dakshena prakriti. This material nature is working under my direction. This material nature. So, the material nature includes you and me. Material nature includes everything. So, if people are fighting because they don't understand that they are all related. You may not fight with your father, mother, brother, because they are your family. But you want to fight with the other people. Or sometimes you fight with your own father, mother, and your brother. You fight. People fight. Because they think, I have to protect my interest, and my brother is protecting his interest. So I am cheated or I am exploited, which I will not tolerate. So all these aberrations, all these mistakes can be corrected by chanting Hare Krishna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, our mental imbalances will be rectified. If a person is ignorant, say, without glasses, this lady, that is written Varnitam, and she has written Varjitam. And without putting glasses, she starts arguing with me. No, no, Swami, that is Varjitam there. I say it is Varnitam. Then put the glass and see.
Yeah.
That means you need help. So similarly, people, they differ in opinion because they don't understand the root. Because they don't understand that we are all related to one another. A Krishna devotee, he doesn't see others as outsiders. He doesn't say, I am Indian, these are Pakistanis. Then you fight. If you think you are Indian, then you have to fight with Pakistan. When you understand, I am Krishna's and he is also Krishna's, then how we to help each other. So, nationalism is, you know, we belong to India, we belong to Pakistan, we belong to America, we belong to Russia. This is called nationalism. Nationalism is compared to barking of the dogs. Now this street dogs, you bring your dog into our street and see what happens. You bring your street dog from your place and bring it here. How many dogs will gather here? It will go on. What? Because he's saying, why you have come to our gully? Where are you from? This is our kingdom. The dog, all dogs will chase. The new dog. That means when people understand that everything belongs to Krishna, then there is nothing like yours and mine. Everybody has right. Prabhupada asked, when all land belongs to Gopal, why not Indians can go to America? Why not Americans can come and stay in India? Why not? Because this is nobody's place. Who is Indian? Who is Indian? We come here and we go away. Land belongs to nobody. Previously, so many Muslim conquerors came and they said, this is our land. India was a Muslim country. And before that, Britishers came. Before that, French people came. They all conquered some places. They said, this is our. Now, where are they now? Where are they? All dead and gone. Similarly, we all try to claim that this land is ours. I am an Indian and this is India is my country. But actually, it is not a fact. The fact is that this land belongs to Krishna. And you happen to take birth here, so whatever is your quota, you enjoy. But you cannot claim. You may claim, but when death comes and kicks you away, what happens to your claim? You have to leave everything and go. So the scriptures are correct. The scriptures are right. They are saying everything belongs to Krishna. Isavasham idam sarvam. Everything is the property of Isvara. Isavasham idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. And we are all children of Krishna. The children inherit the property of the father. The children inherit the property of the father. So everybody has right to stay anywhere and do anything they like, but they have to follow the rules given by Krishna. Suppose somebody is working hard. He is working hard, so he will naturally make more money. But this bogus leader will come and say, no, how can you claim so much? Everything belongs to, that's called communism. Communist leader, Lenin and Marx, they come and say, say why there are differences between rich and poor. Because rich man is intelligent, rich man is hardworking, and rich man is planning, so he is able to accumulate wealth. And a lower class man, you drink and you remain lazy and you have no intelligence, no planning, naturally you will not be able to. So now all the labor people, they combine together and they want to take away the rich man's property. That means it is a mob mentality. But this guy is intelligent, hardworking, he made so much wealth. Together, let's we all go. And then you threaten that fellow and take away his wealth. That is bad. Everybody has right to do hard work. Everybody, you try your best and make your property, no problem. You may make your property, but you have to admit that it is not my property. When you are working hard and you are intelligent, you make a lot of property. So, what you have to think? Krishna has given me so much property. Now I should spend it the way Krishna wants. Because owner is Krishna. And you are the custodian. You are the, just like the owner is there and the cashier is there. Money is kept with the cashier. The owner is very big. He can employ so many people. All right, you are my superintendent. You are my manager. You take this salary and work according to my direction. That is owner. Vachana? Panal Vachana? Cement arakattum kada adina then repair panni mundu akada gift shop anakala flooring bomb gadindu ata di guru se meda mera pura class hota hai what did I say so owner, you will have many people working under him. And it appears that they have powers, but their powers are given by the owner. And the cashier gives all the money. Can the cashier spend the money as he likes? No. As he was directed by the owner, he has to spend the money. He may be keeping money, but he cannot take money for himself. He cannot spend it as he likes, both. Yeah, no, there are 50 lakhs here. Oh, I need some money, so let me take some. I have 2 lakhs to my horse. He cannot take. Immediately, he will be punished. Similarly, he cannot also spend as he likes. As the owner gives the instructions accordingly. You pay this guy this much, you buy that with this much money, he has to do it. So all the money is kept with the cashier, but he is not independent. Similarly, Krishna is the owner, and he has kept with Ambani, he has kept with Tata, Birla, this much money with them. And one day Ambani, Tata, Birla have to go. That means that is not their money. So Krishna, because they don't read Bhagavad Gita, because they don't want to act according to Bhagavad Gita's instruction. But they are claiming, this is my hard work, my intelligence, I made so much money. That's okay. But you will not be able to enjoy it yourself. You will not be able to take it with you. Better that you spend it the way Krishna tells you in Bhagavad Gita. Then all problems will be solved. So, what did Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Bhaktaram Ignatapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Surudam Sarvabhutanam Yatma Mam Shanti Vrishati. anyone wants to live peacefully in this world. That's why Ambanis are not peaceful. They are worried. Maybe some people come and murder us. It's true. If Ambanis don't have big security arrangement, you try to go and meet him. Nobody can meet him just like that because they are worried. Somebody may just come and kill him and finish. All his ownership is finished. So many bodyguards and everybody. It is said, a joke, that a rich man is afraid of his own shadow. A rich man is, maybe somebody is after me, sometimes. So that means, although you are a rich man, you have no peace of mind. Although you are a very powerful man, Kamsa, like only Modi is Prime Minister for India, but Kamsa was a king for the all Earth planet, very powerful. But every time he is worried, because there is already a prediction. The eighth son of Devaki will be your killer, already a prediction. So this Kamsa, although he is king, all wealth at his disposal, and so many bodyguards, generals and military, but because the Akashvani was there, that the eighth son of Devaki is going to kill you. And anybody who comes, maybe Krishna, he is worried. So, one time he comes as two wives. Two wives they came. You know that Krishna and Balram are there. And this guy unnecessarily. The people who came are his wife, two wives. Maybe Krishna and Balram. He's worried like that. He's worried. Similarly, Balram is white. Krishna is black in color. One time he was given a nice glass of juice, sparkling, shining, crystal clear water. When Kamsa wanted to take this water, the crystal clear water, he was looking like Balram. Unnecessarily, just drinking water and he's worried about Balram. So where is the peace of mind? So the point is, we have to admit that everything belongs to Krishna. And we have to spend it. Because it is your money, you cannot drink wine. You can say, one fellow told me, Swami, my money, I am not cheating anybody. My money, I will drink, I will eat meat. What is the problem? No, this money was kept with you for some time. And the directions are also given that you have to spend money this way. You cannot say, I will spend money anyway. Like, then you will be punished. Let's say people are punished. No? Everybody at a time, sooner or later, they will all be suffering in life. Because they have not recognized the owner. They are not spending the money according to owner's directions. So this is the problem with the world. That's why these two people, Prahlad Maharaj and the Brahmin, enlightened Brahmin, they met. Whenever two intelligent people meet, immediately whenever they discuss the problems, immediately they bring the Bhagavad Gita. Swami, so much corruption is there. Swami, so much favoritism is there. Swami, so much injustice is there. Because they are not Krishna devotees. They are not Krishna devotees. So whenever leaderly people they sit, just like ISKCON is an organization of leaders, because everyone is a Krishna devotee here. In ISKCON, everyone is a leader, because they know Krishna. Krishna is the supreme leader, so they are accepting Krishna and they are trying to implement Krishna's plan. That means ISKCON people, they know how to set this world into order, how to correct this world. This is called undeclared leaders. In the outside world, people are elected.
Why not share
షేపులు తేవక్కర్లా, జస్ట్ రౌండ్. ఆ గక్కులు అన్ని పోగొట్టి చిన్నగా రౌండ్ చేశాడు. నేను అర్థం కావట్లేదే మామూలుగా, అది ఎత్తుపల్లాలు ఉంది కదా, వాళ్ళు దాన్ని పూసాడు అట్లా. ముందు అదే మెట్ల మీద ఉండే బొక్కలు అక్కడ ఉండే విజయంతిని వస్తున్నాను. టు క్లోజ్ ది క్లాస్, ది పాయింట్ ఇస్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ సర్వెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ష్యూర్లీ వీ ఆల్ హ్యావ్ డిఫరెంట్ నేచర్స్. వీ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ నేచర్స్, నాట్ దట్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఈజ్ హ్యావ్ సేమ్. సంబడి ఈజ్ గుడ్ ఎట్ మేకింగ్ మనీ, సంబడి ఈజ్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ గుడ్ ఇన్ అనలైజింగ్ థింగ్స్, సంబడి ఈజ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ లీడర్, దట్ మీన్స్ హీ కెన్ కంట్రోల్ ది, దట్ మీన్స్ హీ కెన్ కీప్ హిజ్ వర్డ్ అండ్ హీ కెన్ డూ గుడ్ ఫర్ ది పబ్లిక్. సో ఈజ్ ఎ లీడర్. లీడర్ మీన్స్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు హెల్ప్ అదర్స్. లీడర్ డజంట్ మీన్ యూ బాస్ ఆన్ అదర్స్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ యువర్ లైఫ్, దెన్ యూఆర్ నాట్ ఎ లీడర్. యూఆర్ పోజింగ్ టు బి ఎ లీడర్ బట్ యూఆర్ ఎ సెల్ఫిష్ పర్సన్. సో ఎనీవన్ విత్ ఎ లీడర్ ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ is that he wants to work for others. If you are really not working for others, you will be exposed sooner or later. Is that right? I may say Modi may promise something and Nitish Kumar may promise something and Rahul may expose. This guy, my God, is in his Swiss bank. He has a countless number of crores. That means he is cheating publicly. The outside is just making statements, but actually looting the country, looting the public, and then putting everything in his name, in the Swiss bank, that means exposed. So the quality of leader is this: he is very controlled in mind and he leads a simple life, so he doesn't have to accumulate. That's the leader quality. He is happy. Little I have today, I have a little place to stay, I have a little enough to fill my belly. I'm not bothered about big property. That is a leader. Now what I can do for the public? And number two qualification of a leader, he doesn't have separate plans, because already the supreme leader Krishna is there. Just like the collector, the governor, they have to implement government policies, then everything will be smooth. The government, in the interest of the poor people, it makes some policies, but the collector is taking everything for himself. Some fund is granted, but he is just siphoning it. That means he is not implementing. So public is disturbed because they are not benefiting from the policies of the government, and this guy becomes a criminal because he is not implementing the government orders. So a leader means just he implements the government's orders. So Krishna has already given, Bhagavad Gita is what? Bhagavad Gita is blueprint. How to run the human society, Bhagavad Gita is there. Now, lastly, there may be governments, but nobody knows what is the business of life. According to Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, last sloka, సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజ. ది బిజినెస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, సఫరింగ్ కెనాట్ బి అవాయిడెడ్. సఫరింగ్ ఇంక్రీజెస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ యాజ్ యూ బికమ్ ఓల్డ్ అండ్ సిక్ పర్సన్. యంగ్ మ్యాన్ స్టిల్ దేర్ ఆర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. వెన్ యూ బికమ్ ఓల్డ్ యువర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ మల్టిప్లై, విల్ బికమ్ మోర్, అండ్ వెన్ యూ బికమ్ వెన్ యూఆర్ అబౌట్ టు డై కంప్లీట్. సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ గివింగ్, యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ you understand that this world is not a good place to stay and get out. That is what sarva dharman parityajya, don't concoct your own duties. Sarva dharman parityajya, you know, it's a varjitam. Varjitam means give up. Sarva dharman parityajya, Krishna is saying everybody is concocting his own duties. Krishna is saying give it up, and then what you have to do? Mamekam saranam vraja, you surrender to me. So that way you, and then he says, moksha ichchami maasucha, So any leader means how to lead a simple life, and the business is how to develop love for God and then get out of this world. Lead a simple life. Have you love for God? If you are a successful human being, if you are a perfect human being, you ask, they don't know what is perfect. Sir, what is a perfect human being? What is a perfect? There is no perfect human being, they say. But we say, perfect human being means who has fallen in love with Krishna. How to recognize a person who is in love with Krishna? Is everything. That is called Trikarna Suti. One who is in loving Krishna, his plans are for Krishna, his words are for Krishna, his actions are for Krishna. He doesn't have to go here and canvass, you know, I am a very great devotee, sir. You don't canvass. Just you mind your business. Then people will see. This guy is always working for Krishna. Whenever he speaks, he is also trying to convince people that they should surrender to Krishna. And whenever thoughts, actions, speech, inactions. So Prabhupada, he doesn't have to claim I am a great devotee. Look at the works of Prabhupada, the books he has written, the institution he has built, and the followers he made, they are all talking about Krishna. That means Prabhupada must be a great Krishna Bhakta. He has created an institution for spreading the word of Krishna, and he has created followers who are meant to spread the word of Krishna, and he has written books which will clarify, elaborate. People don't understand Bhagavad Gita because he has written, now people are understanding what is Krishna and what is Krishna's others and how it will benefit you. People wonder, if I surrender to Krishna, what do you benefit? All right, you read, your soul becomes Eyatma Suprasidati. When you become a devoted person to Krishna, your Atma becomes fully satisfied. That's why devotees doesn't have to do any politics, devotees doesn't have to cheat anybody, devotees doesn't have to accumulate, because they believe that Krishna can take better care than you care for yourself. Point. We all want to care for ourselves, but you don't know. You depend on Krishna and see how Krishna can take better care of you. No? Any Krishna devotee can see in his life. Because I have surrendered to Krishna, and Krishna has given me more than my expectations. That is called Krishna. Because Krishna has no scarcity. We all feel scarcity problem, but Krishna has no problem with scarcity because he is complete. God is complete and perfect. So, any leader, anyone who wants to do good for the public, first he should study carefully Bhagavad Gita, apply it in his life, and then go and tell everybody, please, sir, this is correct. I read and I applied, it's working. Why don't you try? This is called a leader. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.